on, successors? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Excited and glad to have you all here with us this morning, because this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. And today is Monday, March 31st. We're getting ready to end a great month, and we're about to start a new one, doing new things, coming to you in the morning, coming to you live. I'm excited. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and also my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt. Come on, come on, come on.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, producer Britt. We made it. We here in the morning.
We here.
At what time?
It is 6:01 a.m. on Monday, March 31st. Woo.
We here.
Okay?
We here.
This is our new normal. I'm excited to be here. This is great. This is great.
Oh my God. Is it taking you back to your roots? No, you was waking up early at the crack of dawn doing the radio thing.
It is. It really is, because let me think. Radio show used to start at 5 a.m. So I would have to be at the radio station 4:30, 4:50, as my boss would say, as long as you are in your chair by 4:59, as long as you're here, okay? As long as you're here. Oh. You just need to be in the studio before the theme song goes off. So happy to be back here in the morning. Love a good morning show. We're bringing you Speak Your Success in the Morning, Jonathan.
Speak Your Success in the Morning. And if y'all are ready to speak your success, let us know in the comment section. I see y'all coming in. I see y'all coming in the morning, because y'all trying to get after it. All right. Let us know in the comment section if y'all ready to speak your success.
And let us know where you're from. Where you're from, too.
Oh, yeah. Let us know where you're from, and let us know if y'all ready to speak that success. Producer Britt.
All right.
Take us
in. So, Jonathan, we're going to start off with Bishop Marvin Sapp, okay? So, we know what he said, you know, about the doors closing, everybody sowing a seed. He wanted the people in the congregation all give $20, and the people were very upset about, you know, him saying this. And so he responded. So he responded, and he said that, many people thought that, you know, this was kind of like, oh my gosh, are you holding these people hostage? Because Marvin Sapp wanted to hold, he wanted to raise $40,000. Yes. So Marvin Sapp defended his actions in a Facebook statement, claiming it was about creating a safe, focused, and relevant environment for giving. He cited biblical principle, saying specific amounts were recorded because people needed to show their commitment to the vision. Can you speak on that just a little bit? People showing their commitment to the vision.
Lord.
And you spoke on, I think we said this on Friday, or talked about this on Thursday, but you were just saying that we should not be forcing. You know, in the Bible, it doesn't say to force. So talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we'll tread lightly here. Just because, you know, there's a lot of scripture, there's a lot of text. And I don't want to misquote anything or, you know, just anything to be out of context.
Of course.
But I just think right here, you just got to say, hey, this wasn't right. Or, hey, y'all, you know, I might have felt something at this time. Because here's the thing, producer Britt. I don't want people to see this. And, you know, as a preacher, as a pastor, as a leader, In the Bible, it does say that they will be held to a higher standard, right? Because they're in a position to where people are entrusting them. People are under their tutelage, under their leadership, and they're expecting my pastor to have my best, you know, like
your best my interest. Best,
yeah, my best interest at heart. So here, it's just like, I don't know, Marvin. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like you're saying that you wanted to create a safe space for giving. But if you look at his demeanor and you look at his tone when he said it, that's not giving me a safe space and a safe demeanor for giving. Like that. nothing in his posture is making me say, you know what? Let me
go ahead and open up $20. I'm glad he closed the doors.
Let me go ahead and give to the vision. It's more so saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's more so looking like you got yourself into something and now you're trying to get the people to pay to get you out of it.
Because the people in the pulpit, you know, yes, he said that they already sold their seed, but he wanted them to give $100. Why? I mean, everybody else. Yeah. And he said, we already sold our seed and, you know, da 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 da, but we want y'all to give 20 and we're going to give 100. But, you know, there's mixed reviews about it. Some people are saying, yes, so he got praised for it, and some people weren't buying it. Wow. One critic pointed out that if closing the doors is standard protocol during offering, why did you have to instruct the ushers to close the door so many times? Somebody else said that the church is used a pillar to family and community. Now it's just a big business. So kind of, you know, up and down there. But, you know, just be careful, you know, be mindful, read your Bible, know what's right, know what's wrong. But
So my final thought on this would be, get your own relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. And then that way, what you feel, if you feel led to give, then give. If you don't feel led to give and you feel like it's a struggle or it's a force, then get up out of there and then go find somewhere else.
Then
get up out of there. Yeah. Like, cause you don't want to be coming into that type of space, that type of place.
I just want to stay right there for a little bit. So when you do like switch churches, when do you feel like it's the time for you to like switch churches? Cause I've always what do you think?
Oh, Producer Rick, when is the time? Okay, so one, you may feel like you're not being fed, right? So if you're in a space where you're going in and it's like, oh man, I gotta go here, or oh, this is gonna be a rough day. Mm-hmm. So that's one area, right, where you might not be getting fed. Mm-hmm. The second area is you also feel like you're not giving anything to the church, right? So you can show up in service, but you might feel like you're not needed. You might look around, you're like, oh, they got this covered. Like they're, because of course you want to give to your church financially, right? Yeah. To support the vision, right? The work that God's doing through that church. But in addition to that, you also want to be in a position to where whatever gifts, talents, et cetera, you have, you want to be able to give that and steward that to the church as well. So the ministry can grow, but not to the point to where you're just pouring out completely, you serving every Sunday the church is open. No. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But then lastly, you also feel like you're not maturing in your spiritual growth in your relationship with God.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that nugget. Okay.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're growing, and then also want to make sure that like you feel connected. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel connected, caveat, but you also haven't done the work to be connected, then it's not, oh, I'm leaving the church. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Did you get in a small group? Are you connecting with those people? So those would be like my three points on, you know, maybe when it's time to move around.
Gotcha. All right. So moving on, this North Carolina woman, this is Miss Taylor Sanders. Jonathan, you are a homeowner yourself. You also have, I've heard you and coworkers talk about, you know, HOA fees and all that good stuff. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's good in her situation, but Miss Taylor Sanders, she is lost her entire home over $400 in unpaid HOA fees.
Oh no.
Yes. So Sanders has a 3,300 square foot home and it was sold in foreclosure over the unpaid HOA dues. The home was purchased for just $49,000 and then she flipped it for $850,000 5 months later. So Sanders claims that she never received the initial notice about the unpaid $400 fee from the HOA. Mm. By the time she was notified of owing $1,200, foreclosure proceeding had begun already. So she didn't even know. And then on top of that, the fees tripled because now you're at $1,200. So the North Carolina law allows HOAs to foreclose on property for unpaid fees. Is that how it is in Texas?
Man, okay, so I don't know that specific rule. I don't know mm-hmm. that specific rule, but one thing I will say about, I'll just hit this on HOAs real quick. One, some HOAs are like just astronomical. $400 for HOA, I mean, for us, it's $150 and it just raised to that. But the second thing is you want to make sure people is doing what they're supposed to do in your HOA for you to be mm-hmm. paying them fees, like that money is going somewhere.
And is HOA? I don't own a home. I rent. I'm in a duplex. Why do you have to pay HOA fees? What is it?
Yeah. So the reason you're supposed to pay HOA fees is to like upkeep a standard around that neighborhood. Right. Mm-hmm. So if there's somebody like to where they have an old car parked in, you know, either in the front of the house, like in the cul-de-sac or even like in the back, and it just makes the neighborhood look bad, it looks trashy, then I could call my homeowner association, be like, hey, they got this car out here. Can we move it? Because it's not looking good. It's causing more debris.
Okay, sounds like a glorified neighborhood watch. So you could just snitch on people. Okay.
Come on, glorify neighborhood watch. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all that, but what we want to do is just make sure that, you know, we keep the home environment clean and safe for families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Taylor Sanders, she's now advocating to educate others about homeowner rights because our girl lost her home. So state lawmakers are considering a bill to strengthen homeowner protections, but it's been stalled since May. So the bill has been stalled until May, but Ms. Sanders does not have her home. So just painful. I mean, the house is almost $1 million and now she ain't got nothing because $400.
That's unfortunate. Like that's extremely unfortunate, but I like that she's advocate. I like that she's advocating, but if she never got the notice, that's not on her. Like, oh, let me, you never gave my HOA bill. What? No, y'all need to get that to her.
Yeah.
By pigeon, by mail. But
however you feel, but you ain't about to remove me out of my house. I'll tell you that right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, did you see the movie mm-hmm. One of Them Days?
Issa Rae, I still haven't. I need to see it. I need to make time. I need to make time for Kiki.
Well, now you can make time. Now all of y'all can make time. Me and my girlfriends went to the theater and we were cracking up. I mean, the first 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 1 minute, it is hilarious. Okay.
Oh.
So now. You can catch One of Them Days, y'all. You can catch One of Them Days coming out on Netflix. So I am so excited. Mm-hmm. This is big. Go Issa Rae. Go Kiki Palmer. Go SZA. That's big. That's big because it did great numbers in the box office. So I mean, I can only imagine because I'm gonna watch this movie on repeat probably just as much as I used to watch White Chicks. So I'm excited.
Really?
Oh my gosh, White Chicks is top tier to me.
And even on Rotten, it did pretty well on Rotten Tomatoes too, didn't it?
It got 100%.
Which is crazy.
Okay, laughter.
Crazy. Come mm-hmm. on, Black people. I love it. Okay, yeah, Black people in production.
I love it. So, I know we talked about, we can't show the whole thing because we got flagged last time, but let's just look at a little bit of the morning, of the night routine, correct, Jonathan?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
So this is what he does, but how everybody's tripping about, oh my gosh, how do you even wake up at 3:50, ice on your face, pool, whatever.
Man of peel.
Let me turn the volume. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just so much going on.
All the assistants, though. The crazy part is the assistants. You got right. somebody handing you the towel.
You got someone drawing your bath, putting candles in.
Oh, yeah, that's a white hand. That wasn't his hand. Right. And then look, boom, drop that food off.
What? And so it's just crazy. It's crazy how, no. And then, what, go ahead.
And then I'm about to say, so he hit the banana peel in the morning and at night. Mm. He might have already did it. Yeah, he might. Oh, no, he about to do it before he lay down. But yeah, perfect temperature.
Here we go. You go. I mean, you put the potassium on your face. So
say, producer Britt, yeah. when I tell you, I stopped. So I stopped at the gas station on the way back from Houston. I looked down. I seen that blue bottle of water. I told Gabby. I said, I almost thought about getting that bottle of water. She said, you feeling like an influence? You feeling influence? And I said, no. I just stopped for a second and just looked at the bottle of water. I wasn't about to buy it. But crazy. I'm just saying. This, hey. Kudos to him. I don't know what he was doing before, but I mean, he got a little more limelight. Period. Mm,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw that you sent me this. I thought this was pretty cool. Confirm Nike X Lego to release their first collection in August 2025.
That's pretty dope.
That is pretty cool. So speaking of Legos, Legos is losing money by the day. Okay. Mm. Yes. Like, they could, I won't say they can go out of business, but they're not doing too hot right now. So I'm gonna need y'all to go out there and buy your kids some Legos, because you know we used to play with Legos when we were little.
Yeah, you play with Legos. Definitely.
You need to go out there. We can't just buy the expensive Legos. You just need to go buy Legos, okay? You need to go buy Legos. You need to buy Legos, okay? Not those collective Legos. We just need y'all going out there just buying Legos. Take your kid to Legoland, Lego Park, all these Lego stuff that they got. We can't lose Legos, y'all. We can't lose Legos.
I mean, we can't lose Legos, but as I'm on this whole potential self-care journey, seeing what will relax my mind, maybe I need to just start putting some Legos together. So start building something.
And then on top of that, we all know, you know, when you're young, you're playing with Legos, you're building stuff. You know, that builds in your brain, and you might be creative engineer. You know, because you're building.
Engineer that what STEAM? You know, science, STEAM, technology. Yes. Hey, the whole thing. Yes. I like it.
So I don't have a graphic for this story, but I read it before I went to sleep. Howard University, they're 19% of their students are black men, and the black men aren't going to school.
19% of Howard students are black men? That's 19%. An HBCU. That's crazy.
We need the black men to go to school, Jonathan. We need the black men to go to school. Oh my God. I gotta go to college.
That's crazy. Only 19%?
Only 19%.
Wow.
Yeah. It was I saw the story on New York Times, and I was like, wow. I mean, because it's Howard. And 19%.
They probably all become entrepreneurs, and they probably all move into Atlanta. This is happening. They all move to Atlanta and become an entrepreneur. That's crazy, though.
19%.
What's the solution, producer Britt? How are we going to get them into school? What's the solution?
Okay, like you just said, we need them to play with Legos. We need them to be in STEM. we need them to be in STEM. We need them to want to go to school. Okay. And, you know, you have to put it in front of them. You have to make it bring awareness to the fact that, you know, call it higher education is beneficial. And on top of that, depending on the criteria of just your major or what you want to do, whatever your dream is, yes, school is required. Doctor, lawyer, teacher. Mm-hmm. You got to go to school for that stuff. So, that's sure, if you're a businessman, you know, if you're Steve Jobs, you're Bill Gates, you're someone like that, sure, they dropped out, but they also had money. But, you know, don't sell yourself short. A college education will do you very well. I will say that.
And then on the backside of that, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, we can name any other CEO anywhere. The people up under them, they're college educated.
They're college educated.
Period. I mean, you could be the best of the best entrepreneur, but you're going to hire somebody who's educated and who has some technical experience. Maybe they got some media experience. Maybe they went to school for media, or maybe they went to school for, you know.
Yeah, so all those MIT engineers, all those Silicon Valley kids, yes, they went to school. They went to school, and now they're making that money, and now they're making $200,000 a year and doing their thing. So Okay. Kudos. So kudos to the ones that are going to school and the ones that are graduating. Jonathan, that's a wrap for me.
Yeah.
That's a wrap for me. If you saw something scrolling, if you want it featured on the show, please send it to me on Instagram or TikTok. I'll review it and I'll put it on the show. So Jonathan, what we got coming up next?
All right. So we're about to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I'm going to bring you the Monday momentum message to get you started off on the right track on this Monday. Because y'all, speak your success in the mornings. All right. Hit that subscribe button and we'll see you in a minute. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right.
Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning, everybody. Jonathan, hey. Really quick tip before, not tip, Come but on. Really quick story before you guys go, before Let's you go, go into your story.
Let's go.
Y'all, I reported this maybe a week ago, but remember, if you know anyone that has or did 23andMe, the 23andMe, the DNA testing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so as I do our show, I do watch the news so I can, you know, inform you of what's going on in real time. Guys, just remember, if you know anyone that has done 23andMe, they are selling that data. Please delete it. Please tell someone, because their information is going to be sold to the highest bidder. And that was approved. That was approved by a court in California. So just making sure that y'all know that. I know that a lot of people did 23andMe. So just make sure that you delete all your information. You're protected by the Privacy Act and, pay it forward by telling someone else. All right, Jonathan. Bye to you.
All right. Keep us educated, producer Britt. Keep us educated. All right, y'all, as we get ready to go into it, we're about to roll into a new month, right? But the day is not over just yet, so we're still going to finish our March strong. I wanted to give y'all this verse this morning, and this verse comes from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And the verse is, "Let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example and set a pattern for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity," right? So let no one look down on you because
Jonathan,
of your youth.
Jonathan, what was that scripture again?
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, right? And in this text, this is Paul, who was, one of those seasoned saints. And he's talking to, his son in the faith, who is Timothy. But y'all, just come on, producer Britt, come on in, work it out. But y'all, just know and understand that people are gonna say stuff to you. People are gonna try to discourage you. People are gonna try to knock you off your course, and this is the place to where you feel that God's called you to be, doing the thing that God's called you to do. Like for us, people are gonna say, "Producer Britt and John, why y'all going live 5 days a week? Y'all don't need to do that. Y'all can be doing something else. Y'all should be doing a show at night." No, we shouldn't be doing a show at night, because we decided we're gonna do it in the morning, and we're gonna give these people the information in the morning. So don't allow people to try to shift you off or try to knock you off your course. Just continue to be an example, right? Because that's how we're going to be able to draw more people to the faith. Because people are going to say stuff to you. They're going to try to discredit you and say negative things. But you're still going to be able to hold your head high. You're still going to be able to speak with love, operate in faith, and keep just continue to stay pure, pure in heart, pure in spirit, pure in conversation. But I just wanted to share that with us today because, you know, there can be so many people, so many different places, and you might think that what you're doing is wrong because we're trying to please, you know, the older generation or another generation. It's not about them, baby. It's your life. So do what you got to do to where you can get to where you're trying to go. Producer Britt, just wanted to hit him with that little quick early morning momentum on this Monday.
I like that. I like that. Stay true. Man. Stay pure to yourself. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, that's it. Because, you know, it's too exhausting trying to... Have you tried to please other people? It's exhausting.
Oh, man. I could talk about that for a little bit. Yeah, I definitely used to be a people pleaser. And I think, you know, naturally being a people pleaser, but like always saying like, you know, I'm going to be okay. So I didn't care, or I not say I didn't care, but I necessarily didn't worry so much about myself. I always worried about pleasing the other person, you know, just friends, family, anything. And always thinking like, oh, I'll be okay. But really, I wasn't okay because I'm out here doing everything else for everybody else except for myself. And, you know, that matters. That really matters. Really? That you should put yourself first and think about how things affect you before you go out there and lend your time, lend your mind or anything to what you're doing to help someone. So so it's important to keep it close to you. Keep it close to you for sure.
Yeah. Because the crazy thing. I mean, one of the best analogies is like, you know, where you got, you know, like a pitcher and you got like a bowl and then you have so much water in the pitcher, right? And if that's your energy or whatever, as you spill it out or pour it out to different places that don't matter, then you won't be able to fill up your own cup. And we got to have a full cup. In 2025, if you're trying to achieve your goals, you're trying to further your vision, you got to have a full cup.
I agree.
Can't be running around here on a quarter cup. It's not how it gets done.
That ain't how you do it.
Hey, yeah. But y'all, this is Speak Your Success in the Mornings, all right? So we're going to just continue to give you this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 6 a.m. What time, producer
Britt? Saying that out loud is kind of wild, but 6 a.m. We're here. 6 a.m. We are here, okay?
That's it. Yeah. Quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and then wrap this thing up.
We sure will. All right, y'all. More Speak Your Success in the Morning. We'll be right back.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right. Welcome back. Producer Britt, first Speak Your Success in the Morning show. Mm-hmm. How we feeling?
I feel good. I feel like this is a great way to start the day. I actually woke up before my alarm clock. I woke up at around 4:50. Woke up at 4:50. I did lay back down for those 10 minutes and then I was like, oh, it ain't time yet. So
yeah.
I said, it's not time yet. So I'm gonna give myself a little bit more time. But I feel good. How do you feel, Jonathan?
I mean, I feel good too. So I also woke up before my alarm clock went off. Nice. And then my son came in and also woke me up. My man been getting out the bed saying good morning. Like, he don't knock. He just opened the door. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lay back down also. Mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm. you know, we're here. But it felt good to, you know, sit down and just begin to just get into the seat. It felt good.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So, Jonathan, what you got going this week?
Man, so what are we getting into this week? Oh, well, hey, you know, we got a client we're working with. You know, we're gonna sit down with the client.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna shoot some content with them. Cause y'all, yes. if y'all don't know, mm-hmm. Speaking to this media, we're a full service media production company. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, we're shooting videos for clients and, you know, helping them promote their brand just like we're promoting our brands. So we got that coming up, and Producer Britt. Mm-hmm. People have been hitting me up. They like, John, you had me fill out this interview form. Like, what's up? When we gonna get on the show? I got about four people to talk with you about to get them scheduled up so we can get them on the show as well.
I love that.
We moving. We got people from all different walks of life.
And those that are watching right now, you know, what are some topics that, you know, you want to see on the show? You know, put it down in the chat, put it in the comments, but what information do you want us to bring to you? Because I will say Jonathan's well connected, y'all. So we can whatever topic that you got, I'm pretty sure we can find somebody. So that's not a problem.
We can find somebody for you. Oh, mm-hmm. And Producer Britt. Since we're not doing the show at night,
mm-hmm.
me and Gabby, we going out tonight to a swing dance class. You know, your boy.
Okay, y'all better get y'all Chicago swing on. Chicago two-step.
Class, okay? So we about to see what that looks like, you know, dancing with, you know.
We're going to need you to speak your success team chat. We're going to need you to record some of that, Joan, so we can see that. We need to see that.
Okay. I'll see if I can sneak in like
a tripod. We just need about 10, 15 seconds, but we need to see that, right? We need to see that.
Oh, the people want to see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get it for the people.
I'm people. I want to see that. All right, Jonathan. So, y'all, catch us here tomorrow. Catch us here Wednesday. Catch us here Thursday and Friday at 6 a.m. for Speaker Success in the Morning. And Jonathan, I'll leave it to you for your final thought.
All right. So really quick, just want to let everybody know, yes, we stream live on YouTube Monday through Friday. But if you're somebody who's in the car, you're like, I don't have time to watch video. Well, what you can do is you also can listen to us on Apple and Spotify. Just type in Speaker Success and you can catch the show on the drive. But my final thought for today, Producer Britt, is stay true to your path, right? Just like I said, don't let them despise you because of your youth. Stay true to the path. The only way that you won't successfully finish your race is if you stop, right? There's going to be some hangups. There's going to be some hurts. There might be some heartbreak in there. But stay true to the path that God got you on, and you're going to see yourself to the finish line. All right, family. Remember, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, go ahead, tap in and subscribe so you can become a member of this community. But until tomorrow morning, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?